A vital meeting for the president. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden attending the G20 summit in Indonesia, where he met with leaders from South Korea and Japan Sunday. They discussed North Korea's mounting threat of launching nuclear missiles. The president will hold a crucial meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping on Monday. It will be the first face-to-face meeting between the two since Biden became president. Fox's Kevin Uretsky has more.
While many feel China is America's greatest economic and military threat and rival, the president feels that the fact that this is not the first time he'll be speaking to Xi is an advantage.
I spend more time than any other world leader. I know him well. He knows me.
Among the topics likely to be discussed, Taiwan's independence, Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and the balance of trade between the U.S. and China.
Meanwhile, in the U.S., the final midterm race is still waiting to be called. On Saturday night, the Democrats kept control of the Senate, with incumbent Senator Catherine Cortez Masto's win over Republican Adam Laxalt in the Nevada Senate race. Fox's Chad Pergram has more.
Republicans are trying to unpack why they lost when expectations were astronomical. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer believes Democrats prevailed because of former President Trump. Some congressional Republicans privately tell Fox they believe the former president dragged the party down in some regions. But other Republicans stand by the former president. Right now, Kevin McCarthy lacks the votes to become House Speaker. That leaves House Republicans scrambling. Some conservatives demand someone besides McCarthy.
The highly anticipated Arizona gubernatorial race between Democrat Katie Hobbs and Republican Carrie Lake has not been decided yet. The University of Virginia is on lockdown following reports of a shooting on campus, according to the school's police department. No word yet on whether there were any injuries or fatalities. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
With migrants still crossing the southern border in record numbers, U.S. Customs and Border Patrol Commissioner Chris Magnus is asked to step down from his position. Fox's Mike Tobin reports from Eagle Pass, Texas.
All started to go down immediately following the midterm elections. Magnus was approached by Secretary Mayorkas. The leak came about a day or two ago. Magnus refused to step down, and within 24 hours, he in fact stepped down. But you talk about it spiraling out of control, and really it just remains out of control. The migrants know it. The smugglers know it. The coyotes know it. And that is why we see this constant march of migrants coming to the border. Speaking with police out here who work the border, they say they're not optimistic that anything will change.
King Charles III celebrating Remembrance Day in the United Kingdom, the first time as king. Fox's Kitty Logan reports from London.
Remembrance Sunday is marked every year in the UK to mark Armistice Day. As is tradition, King Charles laid a wreath at the National War Memorial, the Cenotaph, paying tribute to those servicemen and women who lost their lives. Although he has represented the Queen at this ceremony several times in recent years, this was the first time Charles was seen performing this duty as King. The ceremony was also attended by the Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, and other members of the royal family.
Superheroes continue to conquer the weekend box office.
A long-awaited Marvel sequel debuts at number one.
He's coming.
Disney's Black Panther Wakanda Forever opening with $180 million in domestic ticket sales, making it the second biggest opening of the year. Black Adam drops to second place, adding $8.1 million and bringing its domestic total to over $151 million. The romantic comedy Ticket to Paradise rounds out the top three with $6.1 million in ticket sales.
That's Fox's Kathleen Maloney. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.